בשם השם נעשה ונצליח.
אמן.
בוקר טוב. יום שלישי בשבת קודש, פרשת פינחס. תתבב בתמוז. Today is the yahrzeit of רבנו חיים בן עטל, ברחם הקדוש, וזכותו יגן עלינו בעזרת השם. We'll speak after Mr. today. טוב. בחסור, just to quickly recap, yesterday, unfortunately, we had a little, you know, one of those technological, what do you call those?
Mishaps.
Yeah, technological mishaps, and you know what I mean? Aval, just to quickly summarize, we said all the poskim yesterday, Shulchan Aruch, Rama, Shach, Taz, Kuf Yud Gimel, Saif, Dalet. Maran said, he brought down, Yesh mi she'omer, yesh mi she'matir b'shfachot shelanu. ויש מי שאוסר, ואפילו בדיעבד. Which means, מרן held, לדינה, כדעת הרשב"א, דלת אסור בדיעבד. Now, the Rama was really the anomaly yesterday. The Rama brought down two things. He says, ויש מי שמתיר בדיעבד. Some say, it's מותר בדיעבד. And then what? And then he said, and some are even מתיר לכתחילה, because of what? He brought down from the שערידורה and whatever, because it's impossible that nobody from the house is going to be מחתה וכו'. So that was the Rama, and it seems to be, like according to the Rama, Minhag Ashkenaz is to be Mekin. Now, the Shach and Taz both point out very clearly that according to Maran, it's very clear that when Maran, although Maran changes the Lashon HaMekos at Shfachot Shelanu, say the Shach and Taz don't make a mistake. When Maran calls it Shfachot Shelanu, HaKavana what? Knuyot, like the Ramban was talking about, the Rashba, which means otherwise, Eim Al Dabir. If it's hired help, Bevadai it's Asur. The question arises, the Taz is much more, you know, straight into the point about it. He says that even according to the Rama, and by the way, the Shach also is, he goes back and forth on it, but he ends off. Both the Shach and the Taz say that Aliba de Rama, according to the Svara, if you look in Darkei Moshe, that he's being sonich on Shitat Rabbeinu Abraham Ba'ala Tosfot, on the top of Lamed Chet Imud Aleph, who says that the whole Kula is because of Bet Yisrael. So once you employ the Kula of Bet Yisrael, then Mali Knuyot, Mali Schurot, it's still happening in Bet Yisrael. Now, the Knesset Gdola that I brought over here is not the same one from yesterday. It's going to be going back and forth also. This is an elongated version. The Knesset Gdola was basically at the same time, actually, as the Shach and Taz, different part of the world. They were in Krakow and Lviv, respectively. And the Knesset Gdola was in Kushta. But whatever it is, they basically lived at the same time, very early Achronim. But he goes through the whole Zach of which Ta'am the Rama is really Mekid based on. And depending on what Ta'am he's basing himself on, the Rama, that's going to make enough Kamina. And then, very interesting, at the end of the Knesset Gedola, he throws a major curveball, which is going to be kind of like a Pritzat Derech, kind of like a big find in the sugya, and we're going to refer back to it. Tov, Bekitzer, Zok the Knesset Gedola, remind me who he was?
Chaim Ben Yisrael, Ben Benisti.
Ben Benisti, yafe. So,
Maran
HaChaviv, yafe me'o, tomo. So he says, yeah, not to be confused with Maran HaChabif. Maran Zichron Rechav brings him down also, Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi. Maran HaChaim Ben Yaakov Palachi. Habib, Habib. Anyway, Bekitzur, so you got to know the Sfaradi lingo.
How did everyone Sfaradi get to Maran?
Not ever, one per generation usually.
Huh?
Usually one per generation.
Ben Chaz and Maran?
Depends who. Usually Maran Zichron Berachah doesn't refer to the Ben Chaz as Maran. Rabbeinu, but usually not Maran. But, you know. So, Mazin? No. So, listen, Maran has to be very, you can't use it on, it has to be used sparingly, obviously. Huh? By the Ashkenazi, yeah, no, Rav Shach didn't get a Maran, he got a Mohan. Mohan, yeah? So he says like this, yeah? It's a different thing, it's got to be used sparingly, obviously, it's not a joke.
What's the matter, Yosef? Any concern? Question, why do you always refer to Maran, like, you always say,
just to be mechalek, everybody knows. Yeah, it's old Torah here, but
they're both
zechron ubracha, but one is Maran Stam. You know, Maran refers to the Bet Yosef, and Maran zechron ubracha is a reference to Moreno Verabino,
חכם עובדיה זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה. Yeah, they both are זכרנו לברכה, but in order to להבדיל ביניהם, so you gotta say something. טוב, בקיצור, I think in a few years people are gonna start, you know, just like many other גדולים, is gonna start being called מרן הביא עומר. That's his magnum opus, so the הביא עומר, אבל בסדר, יש זמן. טוב, הנה חבדת, they don't usually call him the רב. הרב עליו שלום. הרב, because he was the, whatever works. They cut his, you call him this, you call him that, he would say, don't waste time on it, learn Torah. That's what he would say. טוב, אבל, בכל מקום, הנה, תראה מה אומר. ולעניין הלכה, זאת תכנסת כדי לרבנו אבית יוסף, בסעיפה, obviously, טייפו, כתב, ויש מי שמתיר בשפחות שלנו, ויש מי שאוסר, אפילו בדיעבד. ומורם, what's מורם? That's the Ramah. Moram is an acronym for Morenu Moshe, or it could also be Moram, their teacher, their Rebbe. Ya'aneh, meaning to say, that's the Rebbe of the, that's the Posek of the Ashkenazim. So he says, Higia, ובדיעבד, יש לסמוך הדברים המקילים, ואפילו לך תחילה נוהגים להקל בבית ישראל, כי אי אפשר שרח את האחד מבני הבית מעט עד כאן. ויראה בביאור דבריו. Oh, so now, we're gonna, the Knesset Gedolah psychoanalyzes the words of the Rama. So he says, בדיעבד יש לסמוך הדברים המקילים, אפילו בדלק החיתון. Really, בדיעבד, the first part of the Ramad, you can be סומך בדיעבד, is even when the Jew didn't stoke at all, מטעם דיש לסמוך הדברי המתירים בשול שפחות שלנו, הוא הרמב"ן, משום דיש לסמוך הדברי המתירים בשול גויים בבית ישראל, והוא הרב רבנו אברהם שהביא התוספות, והמורדכי, והרב ורבנו יעקב בעל התורים. Which means the first part of the Ramad, he says, that you can be סומך בדיעבד, is a reference to which שיטה, being סומך on the Ramban, why? Because of רבנו אברהם, that בית ישראל is מותר. The second part of the Ramad, that he says לחתחילה, because of חיתוי, אלא שאם הפירוש הוא דיש לסמוך הדבר המתירים, דמתירים בשול שפחות שלנו, והוא הרמבן, אין יותר מזה, אלא דווקא בעבדים השפחות שלנו, דקנויות לנו גופן בממון. או מטעם דקנויות, דקיבן דקנויות לנו מלאכתן דישראל היא מוזרה עליו, בשבת מן התורה ולתן בכלל גוי, ולכן לתנו בכלל גזרת חתנות, או מטעם דן איסור משום בשול הגויים, אלה בערוס המצור משום גזרת חתנות. אבל אלו השפחות העבדים שלנו שעושים בעל כורחם, בין יצאו ובין לא יצאו, אין גזרת חתנות. אבל בשפחות בארצות, אשכנז, ואין הגוף קניות להם, אלא אם הן נזכרות בכף כך לשנה, והן מוזרים עליהם שבת, אין להתיר, דלשי חיפור הנטעם. זה big thing. Knesset Gedolah, very teeth, yeah? Teeth. Deep. Anyway, but it's in Jewish. And he says like this, huh? What's
that?
Not tip. Teeth. Deep. Hello, Mashiach, you have a hand to talk to him.
Hebrew.
Anyway, but it's in Jewish. Yeah? Ariel taught me. Our friend Ariel, Rechanyan Maran Moft. He taught me that... Huh?
One
in Nahon. So he says, the whole world is Esfahan Yehon, owned, besides for the places where gefilte fish is made. That's it. That's everywhere else in the world is Esfahan Yehon. Aval, Esfahan Nesve Jahan. Aval, mikol makom, tzach ledaat. Ze, aval, mikol makom. Huh? Tilmod babali, nahon. Aval, listen very carefully. Katuv, he's saying, according to the first pshat in the Ramah, that it's mutar b'di'avad. Why? Because of Bet Israel. What's mutar b'di'avad? To be sumach al svarat ha-matirim. Hey, who's svarat ha-matirim? The Ramban. So says the Knesset Gedolah. Either one of the kulot that you want to go with, whichever the reason is, either Bet Israel, or because whatever it is that they don't do it me'avad, they do it b'kfiyah. But if you're going back, if you're defaulting back to the Ramah, how far can you hyper-extend the heter? Only to what? Only to shvachot haknuyot. Only to owned shvachot. So that's the first piece of the Ramah. Comes the Knesset Gedolah and says, that's why the Ramah takes a second step. We didn't see this yesterday. Shachin Taz kind of went like this in the Ramah, but the Knesset Gedolah is actually breaking up the Ramah into pieces. Why does the Ramah have to say both things? V'yesh mekilim b'di'avad. Afilu l'chatchina no'agim na'akipur. What's he saying? According to Knesset Gedolah, it's beautiful. The Ramah is progressively taking the kulot one step further, which means the first element of the kulah of the Ramah is to be somech b'di'avad on what? On shvachot shelanu. Because of either one of the ta'amim. You want to be somech on bet yisrael, bet yisrael. You want to be somech on ahava versus kfiyah, fine. But in Nechabo El Achidusho, only what the Ramban said, which is what? Shvachot HaKneot. Everybody agrees, even the Rama agrees, that when the Ramban and the Rashba were talking about Shvachot, they were not talking about Shvachot HaSchurot, they were talking about Kneot. Comes the Knesset HaGedolah and says, that's why the Rama had to interject, Ve'afilu lechatchilan nohagim le'aken with Chitui. He was talking about a totally different thing, which is what? Says the Knesset HaGedolah, אבל אם מה שכתב עובדי עבד, יש לסמוך על דברי המתיר, אם רוצה לומר, הדברי הרב רבנו אברהם המתיר, בשוב גויים בבית ישראל, טעם זה יספיק לשפחות אשכנז, אף על פי שאין קנויות. Interesting how he refers to them as שפחות אשכנז, אבל, what does he mean by שפחות אשכנז here? Higher. He means hired help. He's saying, it really depends, what does it mean בדיעבד סומכים להקל? If you're בדיעבד סומכים להקל on the Ramban, you can never get off first base, which is what? Knuyot. But if Noagim Leakel goes back directly to Rabbeinu Abraham, so what are you going to say? What do I care whether it's Knuyot or Schurot? If it's being done by Bet Yisrael and that's the Heter, what's the din? What should be the din? Afilu b'schurot, it should be mutar. That's a Goyin Shazach. Now, one second. Now once he says that, then what's the point of the next statement? Zok the Knesset Gdolah. אף על פי שאין קנויות ואינן מוזרים על שבטתן, וכן, מה שכתב, based on this, ואפילו לכתחילה נוהגים להקל בבית ישראל, שהשפחות והעבדים מבשלים בבית ישראל, כי אי אפשר שלא יחתך על מבני הבית מעט, והוא מדבר הגאות שעה לדורה, וכן כתב תורת חתך, ולעין ה' אותו דבר, והפריש של הקרוב לזה כתב רשם ביסור ויתר שלו, טעם זה יספיק אפילו לשפחות האשכנז, which means that what? According to this second understanding, that the בדיעבד יש לסמוך להקל, is talking about going back on Rabbeinu Abraham, and then the Rama means to solidify the Heter ve'afilu lechatechila yesh lismoch, which means, in the second statement, the Rama says explicitly what the Heter is. What's the Heter in the second statement ve'afilu lechatechila? Because of the Chitui. Now Chitui obviously bevadai goes back on what? Either or. Because whether it's Knuyot or Schurot, if the Yisrael is mechateh, then he fixes it. And if the Yisrael has the ability to fix it, al yedei chitui, so bevadai bevadai, it makes no difference whether it's knuyot or schurot. Now says the Knesset HaGedolah, yeah, וכן, לטעם שנתן מהריל בתשובה, סימן רש כף א', בשם הראשונים להתיר בשביל שפחות שלנו, דאי אפשר, דלא נשאר שום גחלת מאתמול שהבעירו בו ישראל, לכן כתב היסור ביותר ארוך בשם הרם, וכתב דאף על פי דבזה לא חטא, כיוון שחטא מאתמול שערי, there's a סברה that we haven't seen yet, but that's brought in other ראשונים, מהריל brings it, מהרם brings it, there's a סברה in those times at least, that they used to have, you know, קירות, they used to have stoves with coals from yesterday, so usually, there are embers left over the next day from what the Jew turned on the day before. So there's always some, you know, remnants or residue from the previous day's fire that was lit al yedei Yisrael. Even if the Jew was not mechaten now at all, bevadai if you're somech on that maharil and maharam, would it make a difference whether it's knuyot or schurot? Also not. What are you saying, Ryan? This is regardless of that. This is saying, this is such a strong assumption that there's going to be chitui. Even if you don't know that there was chitui, there was chitui.
Ah, even if there wasn't chitui,
therefore it's mutar. Now,
you know there isn't chitui?
There's chitui. Yeah,
even
that's what I mean.
I'm watching, no one did it. It's still mutar.
Why is chitui not
called the Chakeh, that's Seif Zayin. Seif Zayin. We're now in Seif Dalet. When we get to Seif Zayin, we're going to talk about Ma'am. Now, which means that the Knesset HaGedolah brings a bunch of acharonim that whose rationales would seem to be matir afilu b'shfachot haschurot. Now, here is the maskana of the Knesset HaGedolah. Here it is. Zakter. Umiyu. Uvimkomot halalu, en nohagim heter, afilu bishfachot shelanu, shen knuyot lanu, afilu bidi'abad. The Knesset HaGedolah says in our places, he was in Turkey. So he says, in Turkey the minhag was not to be somech on shfachot afilu knuyot, afilu bidi'abad. However, umiyu shamati me'adoni avi, de bishat ha-dachak, yesh lismoch ha-svarat ha-ramban. כל שכן בהצטרף גם כן סברת הרב רבנו אברהם, בביתו של ישראל לא גזרו, כל שכן עם חטא ישראל בגחלים, בתחילה או בסוף. Okay, the last
sentence over here is not really so shayach because that's going back on the Rambam. Aval, mikol makom, very important to try to understand how the Knesset Gedolah ends. He said a very loaded thing. He said in our places, the minhag is to be machmir, ve'afilu b'di'avad, k'da'at Rambam, which is afilu b'shvechot ha'kenuyot, which basically means, for all intents and purposes, they were machmir k'da'at
Maran.
Now, here's the chidush. He said, I heard from my father, Rabbeinu, he said, b'ministi, he said that b'sh'at ha'dachat, by the way, the Kaf Chaim also brings us down to halacha, that b'mkom ha'dachak, the halacha is that you can rely on svarat Rambam, kol sheken, if it's being done by Bet Yisrael, and kol sheken, if there's chitui, you have a bunch of tzirufim over there. Now, if he's saying that b'mkom ha'dachak, very important, in the Knesset HaGedolah, if he's saying that b'mkom ha'dachak, you can be somech al svarat ha'ramban, what is he talking about? He's talking about knuyot. What does the Knesset HaGedolah hold about she'at ha'dachak by schurot? Although, remember, beguf dvarav, he brought down several poskim that seem to be lenient over there. Who keeps calling you, Satan? Music. The Prichadash says as follows. Bishvachot shelanu, he's going on Maran, sheknuyot lanu. דמלחת דעבד ערל דישראל ודקנוי לנו מעשי אדב, ומוסר עליו בשבת מן התורה, ולטה בכלל גויים, ואם כך לטה בכלל גזרת חתנות. We've read these words many times already, yesterday and today, עד כאן לשון תשובת הרמב״ן. Okay? שהביא בית יוסף, fine. זוק דפרי חדש, אבל שפחות שנזכרות, שאין אנו מוסרים עליהם שבת, כמו שכתוב ברוך הים סימן שנדלת, לכולי אלמה יש לאסור, ואפילו בדיעבד, which means that the פרי חדש is saying, that there is no room for heter by schurot whatsoever, because since the hilchot Shabbat and hilchot bishul akum, if you're not mushar alehim b'Shabbat, so memela they're going kechol divrehem, and if it's going kechol divrehem, those halachot should extend to bishul akum as well, and therefore by schurot, and he's saying it even aliba de Ramban, in shum heter ba'olam. He doesn't make any mention of the Rama, but at least in Maran and according to Sfaradim, hands down says the Pri Chadash, lose any thoughts of heter by shfachot niskarot. Now, one second. Now, the Shulchan Gavoa is not going to take that sitting down. We have to see the Shulchan Gavoa before the Rav Ali in the back. Over here, this back page. Shulchan, what is that Shulchan Gavoa?
Greece.
Saloniki.
Greece,
yeah. Rabbeinu Yosef Molcho. Molchian. Anyway, the Kitzur, so he says like this. Rabotai, listen very carefully. Yeah? So. Yeah, he says the Ferush higher doesn't work. Now, says the Shulchan Gavua. What's the matter, Yosef?
Would the Prichadash hold in the case of the Kotash that would be okay after the
Diabat? No.
That was only talking about the word Zeta? No, yeah.
Again?
In the case of the
times. Yeah. By knuyot? Doesn't say. He doesn't say.
That's
that, for sure not.
For sure not.
For sure not. Treif. Yeah. Well, he was before the Knesset. Yeah. So he was one generation after Maran.
But that's what I'm saying. He didn't see it. He didn't live in that time.
Beseder. They don't say he didn't see it. He didn't see the acharonim that he brought. Now listen to this. Rabotai, listen up. Says the Shulchan Gavua, if you look at Ot Yod, it's on the left column, Bishfachot shelanu, katav, b'pri chadash, aval shefachot shenizkarot she'en anu musarim aleihem Shabbat, k'ma shekatav be'or ha'chaim, siman, shin dalet, lekule alma yesh le'esor ve'afilu b'di'avad ad kan. ובידוע שנעלמו ממנו דברי האחרונים ז"ל שהביא כנסת הגדולה שם שמתירים משפחות של אשכנז. Very interesting. He doesn't say that the כנסת הגדולה is מתיר. Because even למסקנה, בשעת הדחת, the כנסת הגדולה himself is not really מתיר. He brought בתוך דבריו אחרונים that were מתיר. Verstehst? Now, based on that, he says, he didn't see those. משפחות של אשכנז, שאינן קניות להם, אלא מוזכרים. וכתב בשם בח, דכן נהגו יותר משפחות גויות נזכרות. ומי הוא צריך שיהיה ישראל יוצא ונכנס כדי שלא תשים דבר איסור לתוך התבשין להשביע חלקה. At the end of the day, even in places where they're מקל בשפחות הסחורות to do the whole cooking, you just have to make sure that there's no kashrut issues, and we're going to see also in the preacher brings down some basar bechalav issues, whatever, but otherwise, let's say, you can ascertain 100% kashrut, there are poskim who are matir. Say, the Shulchan Gavoha takes issue with the Pri Chadash, saying, you know, hands down, bar none, there's no heter ba'olam for shvachot haschurot. He says, hello, yesh poskim, gdolim, rabim begdolim, they're matir, even by schurot. What's up, yo? Technically we could, but it doesn't usually happen. If there's knuyot today, usually, I mean, that stopped, you know, like 1851, Emancipation Proclamation. You can't even say the word. You're almost, you know, you can't. You know, they made a law in real estate, in all the real estate sites, by when you're selling houses and stuff, you can't call it master bedroom anymore, because that the word master is racist. Huh? It's a trigger word. So you can't, they changed all the thing. It's no longer master bedroom. Now it's main or primary, whatever, but you can't say master because it's a racist word. Yeah. זה ממש בצד המשיכה. זה תורה, תורת אמת. זכורים? בוודאי. נאה. Owned by a Jew. Meaning if he does it for somebody else? No, the fact that he's owned by a Jew takes away his goy status. Meaning even though he's not really Jewish yet, but he's not goyish either. That's the way that Ramban puts it. Now, interestingly enough, comes the Ben Ish Chai, and this is a, you know, this is a really halacha lema'aseh shayla that comes up in a lot of Jewish houses. One of the, you know, even for households that are makpid about kashrut, one of the less known halachot and one of the biggest pitfalls of kashrut in many a Jewish household is bishul akum issues. Yes, you know, you run in the mill traditional family, they don't even know it exists. So now, and they have, you know, housekeepers and nannies and doing all sorts of zachen and cooking here, cooking there. And guess what? It's not varim chadashim. They were even asked, first of all, you have rishonim acharonim and you have the Ben Ish Chai was asked she'ela meforeshet in ha'pa'amim. Chelik dalet orach haim siman vav. He was asked about this. Actually, the question came from. You saw the tshuva? Where did they send it in from?
Iran.
Bombay. India.
India.
Bombay. Bombay is in India. Yeah. I mean, now it's not called that anymore. Now Bombay was changed to Mumbai. About Nikol Makom. Why over there? Because Iraqis. He was a posek for all of the Iraqis. So. There's many. What's also historically interesting about Rav Ka'alim is that you see tshuvot from all over the world, but especially from Iraqi hotspots. Obviously Baghdad. Where else did they live for business in those times? They lived in India. Okay, Bombay, which is where Rabbi Yaakov Hillel was born. He was born in Bombay to Iraqi parents over there. And also, Singapore. They also, a lot of Iraqis lived in Singapore because they were there for, you know, the Silk Road and business and whatever. So this was a question from Iraqis, sent him from Bombay, and he discussed it over there. Whatever, it's very interesting when you see these things. So, now, very geshmak hazachin. Anyway, that's why when you hear Rabbi Yaakov Hillel talk, sometimes he speaks English, but sometimes he has a little bit of a, like an Indian accent to it. It's because he was born in Bombay. That's why. Yeah, what are you telling me? No, once it's warmed up, once it's fully cooked, zeh shalom. No. Once it's cooked, zeh. Now, the shail is, comes the Ben Ish Chai, and he says like this. Yeah? Roy's actually going to read it. Yeah. Tasha? You're on, Roy. Odin, ma? This is mamash the shaila that we're dealing with, and this was addressed to the Ben Ish Chai. And he says, people have these housekeepers at home, and they cook for them mamash straight out. Is it a problem of bishul goyim? So it's interesting, based on what we've seen yesterday, all the rishonim and acharonim, now, the reason why I bring you tshuvot is because I want you to see how the halachic process works. Look how the Ben Ish Chai's mind works, and even before seeing the tshuva, I'm sure your minds are taking you different places, right? What are you thinking to yourself? One second. Ramban, Rashba, Knuyot, Schurot, Rishonim, Acharonim. And then you see how the Ben Ish Chai navigates it, and then you'll compare and contrast
your conclusion with his. That's the beauty of learning tshuva.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's cute. Anyway, Bikitsur, yeah. Look what he says. Tshuva.
Tshuva.
Yechoneneha Elyon Amen. It could be either one. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and he says, but for us Iraqis in Baghdad, what's the meaning in Baghdad? To be Oser, afilu b'di'avad k'da'at? Maran. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, he calls him Maranza. Well, our Maranza wasn't even born yet at that time. Okay, anyway, look, it's and who's that? He says in places where they have inhag latir. But what kind of shvachot is he talking about right now? Knuyot, right? This was pre, you know. This was in Middle Eastern lands. There was still, there wasn't, there was no Emancipation Proclamation in Iraq. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So,
still isn't.
Yeah, we're done. So anyway, Avan Mikol Makom, what's he saying? If you have mamash minhag la'akel, you can be somech. Who can you be somech on? Yeah, go
va'ayin.
Agad Bet Yosef. So he also understood the Knesset Gdola like we did, that the Heter of Sha'at HaDachak of the Knesset Gdola is a reference to Knuyot only. But now he's going to change gears. Mew. Mew, which means that if we're talking about Shfachot Aschurot, there's no Shaila that even the Ramban that the Knesset Gdola said he wants to be Mekan like Bishat HaDachak, the Ramban would hold what by Shfachot Aschurot? The Heter doesn't even start. We're not even talking about that. Aval, Mikol Makom, says the Ben Yishai, we're not done yet. Ah. Besof Dvarav. It should say Besof. I think there's a typo. The Gamba Zeh.
The Gamba Zeh, yes, I think the Abad, the Smoth Al Arim Abraham.
Oh, maybe. Could be. Huh? You saw in the safer?
No, we read it in my house.
It's possible. Okay. So,
okay, fine.
Here
you go.
What did the Shach and Taz say? That's Bidat Maran. But they themselves, if you would ask the Shach and Taz, what do you hold yourselves about Shfachot Aschurot? They would say, Mutar, Aliba Didat. Why? Because they said, once you're being Somech on Rabbeinu Avraham, it doesn't matter. Vaiter. Shulchan Gavoha.
Okay.
So let's just take, let's pause for a second to get a state of the union, which means he's saying right now that although at first glance it seems that there's no heter whatsoever for shvachot haschurot, niskarot, but at the end of the day he says there are several poskim, the ones that are brought in the Knesset Gdola, the Shach and the Tav, the Isur Ve'etir, the Bach, the Shulchan Gavoa, that seem to be Mekel, they extend the Heter even to Shvachot and Iskarot. Now once we say that, Gam Rav Bet Lechem Yehuda...
And it's all about that Haramah.
Nachon. Well, I mean, the Shulchan Gavoa is he was Sfaradi.
So I'm saying he was Cholek on Marah, or
he
was saying
Vedat
Ramah? What was he saying?
L'chayra. Yeah, l'chayra. So wouldn't be the first time Poskim Sfaradim are arguing the Ramah. And guess what? We're going to see soon that Afilu Ba'al HaYartzeit on this halakha argues on that Maran on this issue. Let's see.
Okay, Gam Rav Bet Lechem Yehuda.
Yeah. Katab. Bet Lechem Yehuda. He just did. He didn't want to write it with a hey because if the Dalit gets erased, it's going to be Shem Hashem left. So a lot of Sfaradim tend to write their names Yehuda with an Aleph. Share Dora, it should be a Dalit, yeah. Torat Chatat, Vaprisha, Vashar. It's a pretty nice lineup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mew.
Says you got to watch out about kashrut pitfalls. There's treif, basar b'chalav, v'zeh. Meaning putting aside the bishul akum mishul. Now what do you say? V'gam yesh bo k'tzat. V'yesh le'ayim b'dvarav. What does that mean? What's k'tzat bishul akum? Ma zeh? V'yesh le'ayim b'dvarav. Okay, so now, based on this, now the Ben Yishai begins his descent. Now he starts landing. Okay? Look what he says. By the way, you realize how the Geone Sfarad, and even the Ashkenazim many times, speak in a flowery language. What's Hine Kichin? Well, what does that mean? It's based on a Pasuk in Tehilim. Hine Kichin Yivorach Gavir, Yireh Hashem. So many times they speak in a flowery, poetic, Tanakhi language. Which means, if you guys in Bombay have such a kula to be somech le'atir le'akel by shvachot haknuyot, beseder, na'alim ayin ze beseder. Go ahead. Right. Yeah. Of course not. Yeah. Okay. Oh, typo! That's a big typo. There's no pri chadash seif katan vav on this. It's supposed to say vayin leharav pri toar. Ma katuv ba pri toar on this halacha? Yesh matirim yesh osrim afilu b'shaat adacha v'afilu b'di'avad. Says the pri toar ba'al yortzeit Rabbi Chaim bin Atar on this halacha in Maran. Now read shekatav. The Pritoa writes on Maran, when Maran is machmir, afilu b'di'avad by shvachot haknuyot, what does the Pritoa hold? Ma pitom. He says, he argues on Maran, and he says that it is mutar. Why? Because it's a machloket. Safek derabanan lakel, especially since it's not such a strong derabanan. It's not a shvut, it's a gzera. And gzera are more lenient than shvutim. And therefore, he says, yesh lakel. And that, now, do we find, what would the pritoar hold about shvachot ha-schurot? No clue. He's going on Maran. And nobody argues that Maran is focusing specifically on shvachot ha-knuyot. But at least by shvachot ha-knuyot, you have dissenting opinions that argue on Maran. Per se? Okay.
So he's saying that he's giving this shita as a... Even if you want to be polek on Maran, you have this to rely on.
Yeah.
That works with one shita against Maran.
It's not only one. Yeah, you have other poskim. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
V'lachen.
V'lachen ish la'adir lefa im hu shat dafa gafah pi... אף על פי שאנחנו מבני יראי בגד, שנהגו להפריב הזה, ורק בתנאי שישראל נכנס יוצא כדי שתהיה השפחה מרתתת, שלא תעשה דבר איסור להשביח מעשי עליה, או שלא תשמש בכלי חלב, בשר, ולצל הזה, כמו שכתבתי, שוב קו עצמה, זר,
הנזכר לב. So this is all by what? He's giving him room for kula where? No, by knuyot. Now what about kula by schurot? The Ben Ishchai has, if you pay it, every tshuva is body language. You can tell that Ben Yishai is very hesitant to give a heter by schurot, because the heter for that is not so strong. But eventually, this is the last paragraph where he talks even about that. Now look what he says. Yeah, go ahead. הרב פרי חדש. אך עם כל זה,
כיוון דאיקה כמה גדולים סמכו על המצהירים משום בהם ובשלים בבית ישראל, יש עם אנשי עיר במה נהגו בזה יותר, אין יכול באדם, ורק בתנאי שיהיה ישראל יוצא ובא שם בית השיר, וגם שיהיה ישראל אחד מבני הבית מחטא באש בכל בישול ובישול.
דף על פי דלדת מנה. ברכת טוב.
ברכת טוב, הוא מבין שיש לו... מה?
מוח.
מוח וברכת טוב. יבין כמה תקלות יצא מזה.
יצא
מזה, אף על פי שהישראל יוצא ונכנס, ודי בתארת זאת.
He's giving מוסר, בקיצור, yeah, okay.
ואין תנאי להעריף יותר, ישם יברך יאיר עינינו בתורתו.
אמן כן יהיה רצון. This was huge. The Ben Yishai just dropped a bomb, Rabotan. And he says that if it's mamash ha-sha'at ha-dachak for you in Bombay, that all you can get is shfachot ha-schurot, nevertheless, you have on what to rely. Okay, because we said it's happening in Bet Yisrael, you should be nizhar with the chitui, but he gives, again, he says in Baghdad they didn't have such a minhag, but he says if you want to rely on it, you can. And guess what? The Ben Yishai is not alone. You have other Geonis Farad that say the same thing.
If that's the
minhag, yeah. But one second, okay. If it's a minhag and it's neged Maran, and it only, when did Jews start going to Bombay? Only, you know, 100 to 200 years ago, not before Maran. It's not like a minhag kadum before Maran. And yet, he's letting it slide even very much neged Maran. He's saying, by the way, don't do it because it can lead to all sorts of problems. He says, don't let goyim cook to begin with because it can lead to all sorts of problems. But halakhically, is there room for heter? He said, there is. Now he's not alone. The Shulchan Gavoah also said there's room for heter by schurot. The Stechemed, which I didn't bring over here, brings from a Gaon Rabbi Abraham Matitiah, who also says the same thing. There's room for heter afilu l'dat Sfaradim. Now, right, we don't own them. So all we have today is schurot. But lecha'ura, are there poskim sfaradim or amatir? Vadai. You have the Shulchan Gavoa, you have the poskim that the Knesset Gdola brings down, you have the Stechemet B'Shem, Agon Rabbi Abraham Atitya, you have the Rav Pe'alim who allowed it to go on in Bombay. There is such a thing. Aval, okay? And I'm going to get to there's a very big question I'm assuming on everybody's minds, and I'm going to get to it in a second, but Nathan, you're waiting patiently.
Just like he's saying to the questioner, you should be matamir, but if everyone else is already, he said yish latamir, but don't be mocher there.
He says, since you're from Baghdad and whatever, he says you don't have to make a big deal, and you're there, if that's the minhag over there, let it be.
Let it be as in both objectively.
Yesh lecha al ma yismo. Listen, it's even more than that. I would say it's even more than tavo alav birkat tov. You have psak maran who's machmir afilu b'shvachot haknuyot, and kol sheken kalvachomer b'menoshel kalvachomer by shvachot haschunot. Now, here's the issue. This is what I believe to be the issue in everybody's mind. Do you have why or why not? You know, over here we're very big in safek sfikot. And we say suffix fikot, remember we spoke about it the other day, last week we spoke about desserts, and suffix fikot, and the Jew turns on the fire, v'chud, 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 v'chud. Yeah? The shaila would be like this. Would there be a suffix fika if you have a housekeeper, hired help, in the house, cooking something for you, from start to finish, okay? She turned on the fire. Can we make the following suffix fika? A. Maybe, according to the poskim, shvachot haschurot is sufficient. And even if not, it's happening in Bet Yisrael. So you have svarat ravad ba'al atosot, then it should be okay. Safek sveka le'atir. Do we say such a safek sveka? Why or why not? There's two. Now I'm going to tell you, spoiler alert, okay? You cannot make such a safek sveka. Such a safek sveka is pasul meikar. For two reasons. There are two primary reasons why such a safek sveka would never get off the ground. One.
No, it's against
we make safek svekot all the time with shitot that we don't hold like.
Against the same seik in Maran.
Come on.
It's not hofech.
Safek svekot al atzmo.
It's not even mitapech at all.
You don't need to. No, they bring down the Rishonim. Let's consider now Shat HaDachak, right? Everybody's at work, right? The parents are at work all day and you need the housekeepers. Let's consider it super Shat HaDachak, okay? Let's give it, you know, let's play devil's advocate. It's a real Shat HaDachak. And the kids got to eat. Rabotai, listen very, very carefully. I'm giving you mechanics of Safek Sfikot 101, right? Okay? The reason why Safek Sfikah would not even get off the ground over here, A, is because even the Shita in the Ramah, the Shach and the Taz who understood from the Ramah that it's possible that even Shvachot Haschurot would be sufficient is only relying on Rabbeinu Abraham that it's happening Bevet Yisrael to begin with. Which means you can't make a Safek Sfika from something that's reliant on that Shita to begin with. It's not two separate Shitot, it's the same Shita. A. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Again, no, can say it again?
One more time.
Ryan Tagi.
What's the Safek Sfika? The whole Shach and Taz, what are they relying on? They were only relying on the hired workers because of that Rabbah. They didn't only because of the Rabbah.
No, I said the wrong words then.
Now, number two, okay? And this is another biggie. This, Be'ezat Hashem, I'm only going to touch on it now because the Ikar is, okay, please don't attack me for this because we're not up to restaurants yet and we're not up to hotels and eating out and fast food and slow food and all that stuff. Tachibutu. When we get to Seif Zayin, you can harass me at that restaurant. Aval, mikol makom, until we get there, I'm just going to touch on this right now. Maran zechonu lebracha, everybody knows the famous tshuva in Yechaveh Da'at. Chelekei siman nun dalet. Yabia Omer, Chelek Tet, Yoreh Da'a, Siman Vav. Everybody knows the famous thing, okay? By now it's old Torah. Maran Zichron Vecha's famous Torah about the restaurants. And he brings Safek Sfika over here. Now what's interesting is that he's mitzaref. All the time he's mitzaref the Jew turning on the fire, which we're going to see from the Rama in Sa'id Zayin, we're not there yet, we have to see the Sugiyot. If we don't see the Sugiyot before, no nimtza yadenu miragnenu bebet ha-midrash. You understand? When you see these halachot, when you see the Seifim and Shulchan Aruch, there's such a world of a difference between seeing it after the Sugiyot and the Rishonim and the Tur Bet Yosef than seeing it before. It's a totally different world. Lo domin. Now, over there, Maran's famous suffix Svika is maybe turning on the fire is enough, and maybe Bet Yisrael is enough. Okay, and also he throws it over there, maybe Shvachot Shelanu, which is Shvachot and Iskarot, is also enough. He throws that into. How come he throws that into? He throws it into, he throws in a bunch of Svikot. Yeah, and especially, by the way, if you look in the new print of the Chavidat, in the notations of the new Chavidat, he throws in a bunch of other Svikot. Now, watch this. How come, but the two, everybody knows the two main Svikot are what? Number one, the Jew turns on the fire, number two, Bet Yisrael. How come Maran Zichronon Bracha ever needs the Jew to turn on the fire? Why did Maran Zichronon Bracha say, even without the Mashiach turning on the fire, even if the Goy turns on the fire, make a Sefek Svika? What's a Sefek Svika? Bet Yisrael and Shvachot HaNiskarot. Maran Zichron Avrecha, even Maran Zichron Avrecha was mekel on this aspect of restaurants and hotels and whatever, is always makpid, that the Jew at least turns on the fire. How come he doesn't have a Safek Svika? Why does he keep on being makpid on it? Even without it, say Safek Svika, that it's Bevet Yisrael and Shvachot HaSchurot. I said one reason why not, and Maran Zichron Avrecha says a different reason. He says that we can make, when does it work? We'll get there also. Making a safek svika neged Maran. Okay? And we make safek svikot neged Maran all the time. By the way, Maran Zichron Berachah brings down in that Tshuvan Yechavit, in Yabia Omer, Chilek Tet, Siman Vav, and Yuridai, brings down 21 poskim sferadim who hold that you can make safek svika neged Maran Shulchan Aruch. Although several poskim say no, but he brings 21, Vechen Minhagen. Now, why we can make a Safek Svika against Maran, but I thought, Kiban Oroat Maran, so why all of a sudden are we making Safek Svika against him? That's a different discussion, not for now. That's for sake. It's different. Hakeh, Sage Zayin. Aval, Mikon Machomi says, when are we able to make a Safek Svika against Maran? That's only when Maran does not directly address the combination of these two aspects in the same site. Which means, for instance, does Maran address a Jew turning on the fire alone? Yes, he said that's not enough. Does Maran address cooking going on in Bet Yisrael? Yes. Does Maran address the combination of the two? No. And that provides the basis, says Maran Tichon Bracha, for making a Safek Sfekah Neged Maran over there in Seif Zayin. But, here's the doozy. This is what he says in the Ferush over there. He doesn't say it with regards to Shvachot, but this is what he means, and this is gold. Rabotai, listen very carefully. Rabotai, when you have Shvachot, and Maran was talking about Shvachot HaKnuyot, where do they live? Where do the Shvachot HaKnuyot live? You own them. You better believe. We're not even talking about livings. We're talking about owning the Shifcha. Where is she living? In your house. And therefore, any cooking, the derech klal, that the Shifcha Knuya that lives with you is going to be doing, is happening where? And yet, Maran HaShulchan Aruch rules la'alacha on ma'aseh, that what's the status, even by Shvachot HaKnuyot, to cook, afilu b'di'avad, says Maran? No. Asur. So Maran over there is, Maran HaShulchan Aruch, kill two birds with one stone. When Maran says Shifcha is Asur, that encompasses both elements of Shifcha, plus Bet Yisrael. Oh. Where Maran HaShulchan Aruch addresses both elements in the same halacha, the ability to make a Safek Sveka neged Maran dies. So says the Abia Omer, that is part of Kibalnu Horaot Maran. Because otherwise, Be'emet, you'll never have another halacha on Shulchan Aruch that you're ever able to say Kibalnu Horaot Maran, because there's always machlokot. Ask Josh, there's machlokot about everything kim'at in Judaism. Aval, mikol makom, over here, Maran HaShulchan Aruch was megale da'ato beferush about Shvachot, that even though it's happening in Bevet Yisrael, it's Asur. So, the ability for these two reasons, you cannot make a Safek Sveka. Now, at the end of the day, for all of those people
who do have the livens, and they're not going to change, and do they have on whom to rely? Are the poskim sferadim? Yeah, they argue on Maran, nachon. Are the poskim to rely on? Yeah, bevadai. You have to know, even treif? You have to say they're even treif. At the end of the day, they have gdolim to rely on. At the end of the day, nachon, it's against Maran, but Bezat Hashem, they'll get there one day. Bevadai, bevadai, get mishan, all the times with regards to Hashem Kelim, we didn't speak about yet. Haga'ala for Kelim of Bishur Akum, that's in the last Sa'if of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, Bezat Hashem, we'll get to that. But bevadai, you can be somech on these gdolim with regards to certainly not even not being makshid the Kelim, but forget about the Kelim for a second, even the food, b'di'avad, b'da'at Maran Zichron Baruch, the food would be asur. L'da'at Maran Shulchan Aruch and Maran Zichron Baruch Yabi Omer. If the Jew didn't at least turn on the fire and you only had the Shifcha, Haschura, turn on the fire and cook from beginning to end, Da'ata Yabi Omer is what would be the halacha over here? The food would be Asur. Aval Mikol Makom, if a person wants to be Mekir, Kida'ata Shulchan Gavo, Kida'ata Poskim Bet Knesset Gola Brimza, Kida'ata Sdechim, Kida'at the Rav Ta'anim who is Matir for the Jews in Babay, Yesh Leman Mashi Smochu, you can be Ma'ali Ha'im. You don't have to make a big deal. You can even eat the food with the avad and kol shekin that you don't have to be makshir kelim. Even by skura, you have all these poskim or matir. And why Maran Zichron Berakha would not hold? He would say with the avad the food is asur. Why? Because there's no efsharut to make a safek spekai in a situation like this. And for that reason, Maran Zichron Berakha would be machmir lehalacha ulmaaseh. What are you saying, Yoram? Yesh poskim. When there are poskim to be mekel, and there's a sha'at dachak, and there's people who don't really know much, in the beginning at least, especially people who are traditional and don't know a lot about Torah, by the way, they know, you know, pig, they know zasu. Masad b'chalav, they know zasu. You know, preif, they know zasu. You tell them bishul akum, a lot of people, it's not because they're bad chalina. They're just pashut ignorant of these laws of bishul akum. They don't even know. It's not, you know, nefam yudim. When you start teaching them, so they never knew about these things. You have to go slow. So if there's poskim, you have to know also in halacha, even when it's neged maran. Although la halacha, we don't have koach lifsof neged maran. We don't have koach. But if there are other poskim shecholkim on maran, and there is whom to rely on, and there is a matzav kayam, sometimes you're, especially in Maran Shalom, sometimes you're allowed to rely even on the poskim that disagree with maran, especially since you have poskim sfaradim. You have big guns over here. What? So that's with regards to that, Rabotai. Tomorrow we'll continue on with Sa'if Hey, with the Subiyot and the Halachot B'zat Hashem.